Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe. A little over 2 years ago, after the terrorist bombings in Paris, one of the victims who was killed, her husband, wrote an open letter to the terrorists. It was a stunning letter. I'm not sure if you read it. It was put on Facebook. And it was a stunning letter that's worth reading to you, some parts of it. Let me read it. Now I guess I have to go through this twice. Let me do this one more time. It has to translate because it's in French, sorry. So he says, his name is Anton Leary. He says, now this is an open letter to all the terrorists. You will not have my hatred. Friday night, you stole the life of an exceptional person, the love of my life, my son's mother. But you will not have my hatred. I don't know who you are, and I don't want to know. You're dead souls. If this God for which you kill blindly has made us in his image, then every bullet in my wife's body will have been a wound in his heart. Then no, I won't give you this gift of my hate to you. You've been looking for it, but to answer hatred with hatred, to answer hatred through anger would yield to the same ignorance which you abide in. You want me to be afraid, and that I look at my fellow citizens with a suspicious eye, that I sacrifice my freedom for my security. Lost, I will not give in. I saw her this morning, and she is as beautiful as she left last Friday, as beautiful as when I madly fell in love with her just 12 years ago. Of course, I am devastated by grief, but I grant you that is a little victory to you, but it will be short term. I know that she will accompany us every day of our lives, and we will find ourselves in this paradise of free souls in which you will never have access to. There are two of us, my son and I, but we are stronger than all the armies of hate in the world. Don't have more time to waste on you. I have to get my little son, who is just 17 months old, and he's going to eat his snack like every other day, and we are going to play in the outside like every other day, and all of his life, this little boy of mine, will not insult you. He will be free and he will be happy. He will not give you his hate either. Neither of us will. In sight of such extraordinary pain, he took it upon himself to take on all hate and to return not hate for hate, but love for hate. He offered forgiveness even though he did not even know the perpetrator. He offered to literally say, walk away. In today's gospel, Jesus comes back, the resurrected Jesus. Now remember, these are the same disciples who abandoned him on the cross. They all left. They all abandoned him, left him to die alone upon the cross. His first words are not, where were you? How could you have done this to me? His first words are repeated three times in John's gospel. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. In one of those renditions, he says, peace be with you. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them. Whose sins retain are retained them. Now, traditionally, we see these as the sacramental. This is where the sacrament gets its words from. But my firm belief is this is for every disciple. Whose sins we forgive, they're forgiven. That's true for every single one of us. And whose sins we retain them, not them. We retain their sins and we hold those sins against them. What Jesus gives us in his first,
in John's first rendition of his resurrection account, is to forgive right from the bitter, right from the beginning. Remember, he was killed at the hands of people who hardly even knew him. But his friends knew him, and he walked away. He did not scold them. He did not reject them. He offered them peace. That is a model for every single one of us. Every one of us here has been hurt by somebody somewhere. We've been wounded by somebody. And I suspect we've wounded somebody. And we've hurt somebody as well. What we come today is to gather, is to abide in and to dwell in this mercy of God, this peace of God. That's why we call it Divine Mercy Sunday, is to literally to soak ourselves in this merciful love of God. It's to first experience it for ourselves, for all the wounding that we have done, for all the hurting that we have done to others. And once we are soaked in that divine mercy, only then can we offer that same mercy to others. Only then can we offer that gift of peace to others. But that's where we need to go. I know many of us still hold on to hurts, some new, some old. But tonight, let us restart the project of letting it go. Let us restart a reconciliation in our own heart. And to say, like this man, this French man, Antoine, I will not give you my hate. I will not give you my hurt. I will only give you my love and my forgiveness. That is what the Lord asks of us, only because he first did it for us. Whose sins you forgive, they are forgiven. Whose sins you retain, they are retained. Let us choose forgiveness.